the tape wore out. Yeah, life was good. Riding in the family car, we'd see that Schneider sign on the 401. We knew home wasn't far. Brother moved off to India, and me, I started a band. We drove around from coast to coast in a Ford Econoline van. I saw every inch of Canada, I played every little town, and I never gave up, and I never looked back, and I never really came back down. Well, here I am now, a grown-up boy, singing this song for you. I got some beautiful friends from way back when, and a few that are just brand new. But I miss the ones who weren't around, the ones who passed away. So I'm feeling extra grateful just to be here with you today. Yeah, life is good when you're riding in the family car, and that Schneider sign's still standing there, shining like a guiding star.
Hi, this is Danny Michelle, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in the Peg.
This is a warning for all you kids out there. Get off your devices, they've all become vices. Look what's happened to the world. Get off your devices, have a pizza slices. All of you boys and girls, get off of that internet. Come out to the outer net. Run around and break a sweat. You'll have a good time, I bet. We got trees and bumblebees. We got bikes with banana seats. We'll build a jump on Lakehurst Street. And we'll bloody up both our knees. Get off your devices, they've all become vices. Look what's happened to the world. Get off your devices, have a pizza slices. All of you boys and girls, get off of that internet. Come out to the outer net. Run around and break a sweat. You'll have a good time, I bet. We got egg rolls and camping gear. Kangaroos and ginger beer. You can talk like an auctioneer.
Oh, what am I gonna get? What am I gonna get into the back? Man, with the back and the soul.
We got paints and canvas too. Yellow, red, white, green, and blue. You could be like Van Gogh, too. Just don't cut off your ear. Get off your devices, they've all become vices. Look what's happened to the world. Get off your devices, have a pizza slices. All of you boys and girls, get off of that internet. Come out to the outer net. Run around and break a sweat. You'll have a good time, I bet. Get off of that internet.
Get off that internet.
You kids, get off of my lawn.
Hi, this is Steve Poltz, and you're listening to Big Dumb Stupid Ass Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, here in Winnipeg.
Filing on a Wednesday. Let's go riding in my rocket. I wanna work and play. under the overpass. Top shelf liquor don't get you there quicker. Let's get settled, comfortable. Ballin' on a Wednesday, summer curly hump day. I got a dollar in my pocket. Let's go riding in my rocket. I wanna work and play, then work for the next day. Ballin' on a Wednesday. I got a brother's got a friend who's got a brother who's a cop. The Mac get pulled over, don't mean we gotta stop. I left the dog at the neighbor's, you got a sitter for your kids. I'm your hump day DJ playing all your hits. Hey babe, you got a quarter, I wanna hear Hey Porter, cause Johnny's got all the cash. Ballin' on a Wednesday, shock. Sometimes I wanna scream in the middle of the week. It might be Wednesday, but I'm about to peak. I wanna get out on the highway. Mercury haze, watermelon sugar gonna take away my grace. I got a full tank of gas, ready to fly. I'm gonna take it to the top. I'm gonna take it to the sky.
Ah, the Twang Trust song of the summer back in 2000. I forget when. But there it was from his album Shine On, Ballin' on a Wednesday, Steve Poltz. Coming back to town and bringing Danny Michelle with him. And they're playing the West End Cultural Center's Tuesday, November 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday. Ooh, it's going to be fun. We heard the two of them together there. So far, their only actual recording as a duo, a little number called Devices. And at the top of that set, originally a Steve Poltz composition, then Danny put new words to it and called it his own, A Brief History of My Life from Danny's new album, Ghost Town. Yeah. We got all the way till November to wait for that one, though. It happens a week after Bruce plays here. God willing, and the creeks don't rise. Or a snowstorm. Yeah. Yeah. let's not even think about any of that. Record Store Day this past Saturday. Did you participate? Did you celebrate? Did you make the rounds? Did you buy anything? I bought a few things. Considering how much I spent, I didn't come home with that much, really. I got, how many records did I buy? One, two, and I got a cheap one. RG's had last year's RSD stock marked down, so I picked up a Margot Price thing that I didn't get last time around. Dirt cheap, $20, which was nice, considering I paid $45 for this next one that we're going to listen to. And I did find the Beatle turntable deal, too, which was fun. Have you seen about that? It's this little turntable. It's a Beatles turntable. And you get four records with it and a little carrying case, just like they used to have back in the olden days for singles. And it's 3-inch records. It's tiny. And, you know, yeah, and the sound is crap, but yeah, and it cost $200 and some, but it's fun. It's fun. And the thing is, actually, I got home after just buying the thing for like $220, and I look on eBay and I could have like quadrupled my money right then and there if I'd wanted to. But no, it's too much fun. Well, I'll sell it in a couple of years. It won't be mint in package, but still. Anyway, I got this thing. It's a tribute to Lou Reed is what it is, called The Power of the Heart. Comes on silver nugget vinyl. It's like clear with some gray stuff swirled in. I don't know how that's a nugget, but anyways. Still, a solid, solid record. There was a couple of tracks I was really keen on, and I thought, well, you know, it'll be okay all the way through. But the whole dang thing is super solid. Generally, I don't like to do multi-artist, you know, various artist things in my top 10 of the year list, but may have to make an exception for this one. It's just so good. But here's the one. This is the one I was looking forward to the most out of everything on here. And it does not disappoint. Even though the guy can't sing anymore, that's okay. I mean, I wish he'd recorded it back when he could sing. He's kind of lost his voice in recent years. But it's still awesome. It's still Greg Dooley and the Afghan Whigs singing Lou Reed's I Love You, Suzanne on the Twang Trust.
Do, but I love you, Suzanne. man when I was a young man in high school, you believe it or not. I wanted to play football for the Colts. And all the older guys, they said he was mean and cruel. But you know, I wanted to play football for the Colts. They said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so I'm playing right end. Wanna play football for the Colts. Cause you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight. Unless you're gonna fall, then you're gonna die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the Colts. Man, I wanted to play football for the Colts. When you're all alone and lonely in your midnight hour, and you find that your soul, it's been up for sale. And you're getting to think about all the things you've done. And you're getting the heat, just about everything. Talking behind your back, saying, man, you're never gonna be a human being. And you start thinking again about all those things you've done. And who it was, and what it was, and all the different things you made, every different scene. But remember, the city is a funny place. Something like the circus or a sewer. Just remember, different people have peculiar tastes. And the glory of love, the
I swear I'd give the whole thing up for you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I can't stand it. I can't stand it, but I'm going to listen to that one about a million more times any moment now. It's so great. From the Lou Reed tribute album, what's that thing called? The Power of the Heart. That was Angel Olsen, heard of her, and Maxim Ludwig, never heard of him. No, Angel, I'm all over Angel, but I've never heard of Maxim Ludwig before, but dang, they ripped that song up, didn't they? Ooh. The Afghan Whigs started us off with I Love You, Suzanne, and then in the middle, that was none other than Mary Gaucher, our pal Mary Gaucher singing Coney Island Baby. It's just all over the place, that album. There's who else is on that thing? Ricky Lee Jones, and I can't remember, but the whole thing is just solid. You can't go wrong picking that one up, even though it costs $45 freaking dollars, single album. Oh, that wasn't as bad as the $34 7-inch I saw. The Noah Kahan and what's her face? What is her face? I can't remember what her face is, but there was a split single there. They did each other's songs, and $34. Come on, for a single? That's nuts. Not as nuts as the Byrds album, The Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Remember, I warned you last week about the price of that one. I did see a copy, $110 for a double album. That's nuts. And you can't really blame the record stores. They don't set the prices. It's all based on what the record companies charge them. So it's just crazy. I don't know. But still, I picked up some great stuff. This next one, I didn't even know this was coming. I totally missed this when the RSD list came out. Totally passed me by. And then I'm looking online the night before, and the Winnipeg Record and Tape Company snuck out some photos of what they had in. And looking through the covers that they took a picture of, and it's like, wait a minute, that's the Tinted Windows album. I didn't know anything about Tinted Windows coming out on vinyl. Well, it did, and it's a fancy split black and red thing. And what's best of all, two bonus tracks. If you don't know about Tinted Windows, oh, I don't know, what's wrong with you? The ultimate power pop supergroup, the late great, I'm blanking on names. That's the worst. You know, I could read it probably. Look, there's their names on the back of the CD. Adam, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking Andy. No, it's Adam. Adam Schlesinger, the late, great bassist from Fountains of Wayne, who's responsible for most of the songwriting on this record. Bun E. Carlos from Cheap Trick on drums. James Eha from the Smashing Pumpkins on guitar. And on vocals, none other than Taylor Hansen himself. And this was a cut. This is one, it's on the deluxe digital-only version of the album. And then there's an extra bonus cut that was apparently on the Japanese release. But it's all on vinyl now, and especially tasty to get this one. This is like just a quintessential Adam Schlesinger song, in that it's goofy and it's kind of weird. And it's funny as all get out if you're in the right frame of mind. And, listen to this. This is about what Phoebe Bridgers would call, I think, a punisher. This is Tinted Windows and a number called New Cassette.
Yeah. second studio. Did something go wrong? Is it something we didn't know? Did it take the whole summer to find a new drummer? Maybe you couldn't get along.
Tinted Windows, Ask For It By Name on vinyl. Oh, so tasty there. Kind of a Girl, Don't You Wanna, and New Cassette from the Deluxe Vinyl 15th Anniversary release of that record on split red black vinyl. It's a thing of beauty, it is. Oh, worth every nickel I paid, and I paid lots of nickels. Next up, well, we're going to leave you with some more Tinted Windows, but from each artist's individual solo projects. We are, yeah, starting off with this one, which is seems to be kind of a rarity. There's like, you can't find this record, which came out just on CD originally back in, I don't know, is there a date on this thing? Oh, look, it's white on yellow. White on yellow in three-point type. That's real easy to read. I don't know when it came out, but you can't find it, like, digitally or anything. And it's, I don't know, it's like he doesn't want you to know it exists. But it's such a great record. It's called Let It Come Down. It's by James Ehoff. You know him from Smashing Pumpkins. He's been in a number of outfits as a hired gun. Also, of course, part of Tinted Windows. But this thing, it's a very nice acoustic-oriented, delicate affair. And I was just looking at this the other night, and I noticed that our old pal Tanya Lamb from Freakwater is actually singing background vocals on this cut. So I thought, hey, let's play this ID before we hear James Eha and his song Country Girl on the Twang Trust. Isn't that right, Tanya?
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Tanya Lamb from Tres Chicas, and you're listening to All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
I'm in love with a girl from the country. She's got no money, just a smile. I'm in love with a
love with you. time around.
There they are, my boys, Hanson. They're not boys anymore, though, are they? No, that's the title track to This Time Around. Man, you know, I went to see Hanson at the Park Theater. Was it last summer? Was it last summer or the summer before? I can't remember. But if that Tinted Windows album had been released, I'd have been out there all day long by the bus waiting to get it signed by Taylor. Too late, too late. Maybe they'll come back. Before that, Adam Schlesinger's other band, the one that isn't Fountains of Wayne, it was Ivy. From their album, In the Clear, we heard Tess Don't Tell. Pretty tasty that, huh? Yes, indeed. And before that, James Iha from his album Let It Come Down, and we heard Country Girl. So, let's see. Now, I have time for like one song. Do we go with this one or that one? See, I wanted to play something from Bunny Carlos's solo album. He actually put out a solo record called Greetings from Venezuela. I was going to play the Paul Revere and the Raiders cover off of it, which is actually features Hanson, Taylor singing, and the other guys doing something. But I think we're going to go local. We're going to go out local just because, you know, Cheap Trick was the very first band I ever saw play live when they opened for Kiss in 1977. If I get hit by a bus on the way home tonight, the last band I'll have ever seen would have been the Haleys, who played it into the music on Record Store Day. And the Haleys actually joined Cheap Trick last summer at the Burt Block Party. So how great would it be if I got hit by a bus on the way home tonight, huh? Well, maybe not so great, but anyways, here's the Haleys. Their debut album now out on the popular vinyl format. You can run out and get it. This is from that record. It is called Going Out of Tune. We'll see you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust. Maybe. Oh, look. Wrong button.
Saying pack up, girls, you're hitting the road.
Okay, we're going to start that totally over. The first 6 seconds are integral.
Just came in the door, now there's this letter on the floor, saying pack up girls, you're hitting the road. Though we dreamed of our own tour.
soul. It's been a long, long time just out in the cold. One, two can never find what I.